This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Today, we're speaking with Tom Poberesny, who is the new chairman of the board of the EAA. Tom, some big changes at EAA this week and today. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I wouldn't categorize big. They're important to the organization's future. But basically, about a month ago, my dad stepped down as chairman of the board. Today, the board announced electing me as chairman and president. And as we look to the future of the organization, I've initiated a search for a new president to ensure the organization's future of a stable continuity transition of leadership as I move into a new role as chairman of the board, which will focus on financial security for the organization, especially enhancing our endowment program.
Now, will there be any changes in the board itself?
No. We've already, over the past few years, we've made changes to the board to structure to meet today's expectations. And so that's already been accomplished, and we're really looking to the organization's future in terms of maintaining the culture and the important aspects such as Oshkosh, but at the same time, meeting expectations of today's members and today's aviation community, which obviously is changing by the hour in today's situation.
What do you think, as both chairman and president, what are you seeing as your principal challenges at the moment?
Well, you know, Paul, the principal challenges are the fact is that we're facing an economy that is stressing all aspects of the global economy, not just aviation domestically. We're seeing the pressures brought about by a new agency that's involved themselves in aviation, TSA. We're seeing the aspects of communication in terms of how people perceive the business portion of the general aviation community. So we're addressing issues on many fronts. But the passion for flying and people's love of flight has not changed. It's a matter of how we deliver the opportunities for them to engage at a different level than they have before.
One of your goals, obviously, will be to maintain the association membership and even grow it. Where are you looking for that growth?
You know, it's going to come from a number of areas. Number one, the enthusiast market who's dreamed of getting involved and maybe CZA is an entry-level way to get involved and figure out the path that gets them to become a pilot, an aircraft owner, and mechanic, enthusiast, whatever the case may be. If we're going to grow aviation, it's going to come not just from within, but from outside the organization. There's an awful lot of people who are interested in flying but don't see how they can get involved because of the economics of time and money.
And how specifically do you think the association can address that?
Well, you know, a good example is Oshkosh every summer in terms of bringing together tens of thousands of people from all walks of life, from all demographics, and then you look and say, how do we take that template of success and make it available 365 days a year, utilizing technology especially. It's a different world out there. Technology allows us to reach people in ways never before thought possible.
Now, the largest item on your plate will be to look for a new president, it would seem. What kind of a guy are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for a person or female that, number one, embodies the spirit and passion of aviation that our members do. They've got to be fully engaged in aviation in some manner. It doesn't mean it has to be their vocation, but they have to be passionate about flying. They have to be engaged in aviation, and they have to represent the wide demographic that EA represents in terms of the people from all walks of life. And what's also important is to have operational background, because it's important that they're able to provide operational skills in terms of running the organization on a day-to-day basis.
So by the sounds of it, you're looking for a guy who's maybe got association experience of some kind and also aviation experience?
Well, I think what I'm looking at, Paul, is that they've got to be engaged in the aviation community in some way. So aviation experience, definitely. Whether it's association or not, I'm not saying it has to be association experience, but they have to have experience in running an organization, a company. And there's overlaps between the nonprofit world, the profit world, the association world, and corporate world. We want to be sure that we don't narrow the box too much. We want to do a thorough search and be sure there's a multitude of things we're going to be looking for. The key is to be thorough in our search and do the best we can to make the right selection first time out.
What's the time frame for that search?
Well, the time frame is we're engaged, and it's going to be the time it takes to be thorough. It's a top-of-mind activity. It's not put on the back burner. We want to do it as expeditiously as possible, but we don't want to rush to judgment. So the time will take care of itself if we do the search thoroughly and appropriately.
Does that mean then it could carry on through 2009 or even into 2010?
No, I do not expect that. At some point in time throughout this year, I don't expect it to take a year or anywhere near that. Definitely not to 2010.
Do you expect any other organizational changes related to your doing two jobs?
Not at this time. We've been working at, this process, Paul, started the first meeting I had to discuss succession planners back in June of 2005. So it's been a thoughtful process, not one that's been a reactionary. It's been proactive. And what we announced today is a result of over 2 years of work, of which it's accelerated over the last 6 months. So we've already set the organization's structure to meet these expectations rather than having to react to it. We've already done the work necessary to move forward.
And will your dad have any role in the organization now as an advisor or in any way?
Well, my dad's role is founder. You know, founder always has a significant role in any organization because they set the tone and the culture and so forth and doesn't change because there's only one founder.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us, Tom.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you taking the time to give me a call and look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
We've been speaking with Tom Poberesny, the new chairman of the board and president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.